Good morning, Little Rock Church. Ryland Brown here. It's Thursday morning. I've got a special guest with us that I want to introduce you to. Her name is Dr. Angela Driscoll. Many of you know her, but I thought it'd be good for her and myself to have just a chat for a few minutes so you could hear kind of from a medical doctor's perspective what's going on. I always get the sense that if there's a lot of information out there, especially something like this, there's probably a lot of misinformation. And so, Dr. Driscoll, it is great to have you here this morning. Could you take just a moment for those who might not know who you are and introduce yourself?
Sure. I am Angela Driscoll. I'm a physician in North Little Rock, Arkansas, and I work in a wound care and hyperbaric center and also teach on the family medicine faculty at UAMS. Now, I'm glad to be here with you. Ryland, thanks for asking me to do this. I've felt compelled to share, and also I want to be concise because there is so much information out there. First off, Little Rock Church, I want you to know that I love you and I care about you and I'm praying for you. This is a situation that changes every day. Today is March 25th, 2020, and tomorrow it will be different. But there are some things that we know that are sure. And this is a time when we're looking across the globe. I'm on a global physician's web feed. We're in touch with the CDC. We're monitoring the situation in our community every day. And looking at what's going on in Italy and Germany and China and, you know, across the globe, France. And it's actually a time when this is an evil, bad thing. But, you know, Ryland mentioned when we were speaking earlier, it's a time when the church comes alive, too. And this is a time when we can be part of the church. We're coming together as a global community in a race for a treatment and a vaccine. And in an eerie sort of way, we're united as humans, as humanity, again, for the first time in a long time. So I just want to remind you of three basic things. First, God is sovereign and he's in control. He did not call us to live in fear. In 1 Timothy 1:7, he says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. This is bigger than anything we've faced as a country or a world in most of our lifetimes. And we must be brave, we must be loving, and yet we have to be of sound mind. Secondly, it's very important that you take care of yourself. You're precious to the Lord. Isaiah 43:4 says, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and he's talking about God's people. In 1 Corinthians 3:16, he says, don't you know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit? It is very, very important for you to take care of yourself. And as a physician, I want to encourage you to look at the four main areas of our lives. And I'm going to just give you some practical ways that you can take care of yourself spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally. Spiritually, I think we have to be in prayer. We need to be in the Word. This is a time when we need to be meditating on what is true that we know from the Psalms, from the Scriptures, and what we know about God's goodness and his faithfulness to us. It's a time when we can practice gratitude. On those days when you're locked in the house with all your kids and you know, things are going crazy. I've been there as a homeschool mom. There are times when you just need to sit down and write down five things you're grateful for. But practicing gratitude and counting our blessings can be a great spiritual growth for us. Make time to be quiet and meditate on what's true, on God's goodness, his sovereignty, his provision for us. And then very importantly for our spiritual health is that we stay connected to the church body. We are part of a community. You be the one to text someone, to call someone. Don't wait on them to call you. You make the phone call and stay connected to the church body and be a part of that. Then for our mental health, we need to pace ourselves. This is not going to be over by Easter. we're not going to have a big Easter celebration at church. And so we have got to pace ourselves. We're running a marathon right now. Trust in God's provision. We don't need to hoard things. As God's people, we need to share things and not be hoarding. We need to be wise and we need to prepare, but not hoard. Limit your time on social media. And I just told you to call people and stay connected, but it can suck you in and you can be done with an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours before you know it. So set some time limits, practice some discipline that will help you be more mentally healthy. And again, focus on things that are true. Focus on the things that encourage you. And, you know, if the news makes you anxious, turn it off. Mm-hmm. Take a fast from it. Take a break. You'll be okay if you're socially isolating and quarantining right now. You can turn it back on in 48 hours, and I promise you, you'll be caught back up in 5 minutes or less. So if it's causing you mental distress, take a break. Then physically, we've mentioned that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Stay home. Stay home. Stay home. I have a friend who worked a shift in an ER, and I won't say where, and he had just admitted 5 people who may have this virus, who may die from it. You know, 1 or 2 of them, you know, if they're sick enough to be admitted, may not make it. And he drove past Best Buy and the parking lot was full. He was like, "What are you doing?" So one of the best things you can do for yourself physically right now is stay home. Keep clean. Wipe down your hard surfaces at home with a bleach solution. You know, 1 part bleach, 10 parts water will kill any virus that we have. So you can clean your hard surfaces. If you have stacks and clutter, get rid of them and wipe your surfaces. Open your windows when it's warm. Air your house out. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your face. If you do go out, when you come home, wash your face, your neck, your eyeglasses, your hands. Leave your phone and your bag and your keys at the door in a bag, or disinfect your phone, and then practice social distancing. Okay, 6 feet is the distance that we know is safe. Even if someone's coughing, we think that you won't contact the virus. And so social distancing is so hard, but it's the right thing right now. And then eat right and exercise. Your body and your immune system need every resource you can possibly get it. And so take care of yourself physically. And, you know, I'm one to say I've gone and gotten a half of a chocolate bar out of the freezer that I had stored away. And sometimes we need to do those small things for our mental health, but binging on chocolate and overeating and things that are not healthy for us. And so I would encourage you in practicing good dietary habits, fresh fruits and vegetables, plenty of protein, and in getting some exercise, even if it's your family going out to a park or your neighborhood and walking. Those are great things for you to get out of your house. And then emotionally, rest. We need more rest when we're stressed. And any way you look at this, this is a stressful situation for every single person. Play, be creative, laugh, find things that bring joy, set limits for yourself. Don't expect yourself to do a 15-hour course online in 4 hours. You know, don't not have anything to do today. Have a plan, stay on a schedule. And then lastly, in terms of emotional health, grieve the losses. You know, we're doing that at our house. We have a high school senior. We have a college student who had to come home. I have elderly parents that we can't be with the way that we normally would. Grieve your small losses. That's healthy for you to do. Don't stay in them, but grieve them and move past. And then thirdly, love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22:39 commands us to do that. And sometimes right now, the most loving thing you can do is stay home and not be part of the spread check on your neighbors, call and text, check on the risk, those at risk and those who are vulnerable, check on those who are suffering bigger losses than our small losses. Cherish your family time, even though sometimes it's crazy. Cherish your time together as a family, and then provide help where you can safely help. Once again, this is a bigger thing than we've ever faced globally in our lifetime. We're not supposed to peak for 6 to 8 weeks, probably in Arkansas, 6 to 7 weeks. I love you. I care about you. I hope that in 3 to 4 months, we're having a huge celebration that we all made it through, and we're celebrating God's faithfulness to us, his provision, his love. But in the meantime, let's live very intentionally, lovingly, and with clean hands and a pure heart, and especially the clean hand part. And I want to leave you with a quote from Martin Luther. And it's a little bit of a long quote, so please hang in there with me. But I think it tells us how we should address this situation. It was from a letter that he wrote to his friend, Dr. John Hess, in 1527, when the plague came to Wittenberg, Martin Luther's hometown. And I'll read this, and then Rylan, would you pray for us?
Oh, after sure. We sure.
This? Okay. And so Martin Luther said to his friend, "I shall ask God mercifully to protect us. Then I shall fumigate, help purify the air, administer medicine and take it. I shall avoid places and persons where my presence is not needed in order not to become contaminated and thus perchance inflict or pollute others and so cause their death as a result of my negligence. If God should wish to take me, he shall surely find me, and I have done what he has expected of me. And so I'm not responsible for either my own death or the death of others. If my neighbor needs me, however, I shall not avoid place or person, but will go freely as stated above." See, this is such a God-fearing faith because it is neither brash nor foolhardy, nor does it tempt God. Bless you all, and I hope to bring you another message in a week or two of cheer. Thank you, Rylan.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Driscoll. This is so, so helpful. One question I've got is, you know, there are so many news sources. And I agree completely what you said about social media and anxiety and just unplugging from news and all that stuff. If from time to time, because the information does change daily, someone wanted to just know what's going on, is there a way that the average person, do we go to the CDC's website? Where do we go to get information?
I think the CDC's website is one of the best. And also, you know, we're in Arkansas, so the Arkansas Health Department has a COVID-19 place on their website. And both of those are very reliable in terms of the medical state of what's happening here.
Sure, sure. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. Yeah, let me pray.
All right.
Heavenly Father, thank you for Dr. Driscoll, and thank you for the Driscoll family. Lord, thank you for the words of wisdom here. And I pray that we would take them in and to think about these four spheres of our health, of thinking of the total person. Lord, thank you that you love us. Thank you that we are precious. Thank you that we're made in your image. And Lord, I thank you that we have people in our lives like Dr. Driscoll, who's able to bring clarity with what we really need to know. Lord, I pray you would be with us through the rest of the week. Help us to heed all the advice we've heard this morning, to take it in. And Lord, help us continue to transform us to become more like your son, Jesus. I pray all this in his precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rylan.
Thank you, Angela.